Ah, this is great. By golly, I'm glad we had some snow so I could make me New Year's calls in a sleigh. Say, driver, stop at number 38.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, sir.
Here you are, the third house on the right.
Whoa, there, Feely.
Now wait here till I come out.
All right, sir.
I hope Mrs. Riley's home. Ah, here she is coming to the door. Happy New Year to you, Mrs. Riley.
The same to you, Mr. Flanagan. Come right in. I'm glad you called.
Ah, it's nice and warm in here. Sure you have a nice place, Mrs. Riley, and you have it fixed up fine.
I'm glad you think so, Mr. Flanagan.
What's that brick you have under the glass case?
That's the brick that Italian threw at Danny.
And what's that flower you have on top of the brick?
That's the flower off of the grave of the man that threw the brick.
Is that so? Oh, say, that's a fine X-ray picture you have there.
That's no X-ray picture. That's a picture of me daughter Cleopatra.
Well, I suppose there's a skeleton in every family. By the way, Mrs. Riley, Grogan's boy's home again.
I thought he was shinned up for 5 years.
He was, but he got a year off for good behavior.
Ah, well, it must be a great comfort to have such a well-behaved boy. I hear something happened at Sullivan's last night.
Two things happened. A boy and a girl. And the boy looks like Sullivan.
Ah, well, it's no fault of the child. By the way, Mr. Flanagan, did you make any resolutions for the new year?
I did. I resolved never to take another drink. Unless I was by myself or with someone. And never to smoke. But one cigar at a time. Well, I must be going. Goodbye, Mrs. Riley. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mr. Flanagan. I'm glad you called. Goodbye.
All right, driver.
Get up there, Felix.
Oh, my, I forgot to ask him to have a drop to drink. Well, I'll go in and take it for him.